From APM in New York, I'm Ben Johnson in for David Brancaccio, exploring the latest on how technology is changing our lives and our society. There have been rumors this week about Twitter and television. The social media company is said to be in talks with TV heavyweights like Viacom and NBC in the hopes of putting short video clips into tweets. For Twitter, those partnerships would be about selling advertising and getting people to spend more time in their Twitter feed. Whether or not those rumors are true, the industries of TV and advertising are changing, and fast. David Carr of the New York Times wrote his Media Equation column this week about a traditional cash cow for TV that's being chipped away by the tech world. Bundling. Think paying for home shopping network when all you really want is Bravo and HBO.
Well, you got to think of mainstream media as a old line army that's been marching along very, very well, and they've been offering consumers exactly what they want to offer consumers, and there's a fair amount of inefficiency baked into that system. It isn't any one thing. With this army that's been marching along, it's insurgents coming over the hill from all directions.
Insurgents like Hopper, the controversial digital video recorder that fast-forwards through ads so you don't have to. Of course, bundling helped pay for a lot of content, and the ability of consumers to pick and choose what they want to watch more efficiently means a dip in profits. Add to that new content creators like Netflix, which has had success with its own version of the political thriller show House of Cards.
And the weird thing about House of Cards is because of big data, because they what they know about their consumers, they know that you like David Fincher and I like Kevin Spacey and I used to watch the old British version. They knew it would be a hit before it ever happened.
Predicting the future and making TV cheaper, another promise of big data.